Blackstone Audio presents The Bad Always Die Twice by Cheryl Crane. For JLR, did you not know that you are my hero? Chapter 1. Nikki Harper snagged a Norwegian salmon canapé from a silver tray as a server passed her. Checking her Gerard Perregaux wristwatch, which she rarely wore. How embarrassing was it to own a timepiece that cost as much as a three-bedroom bungalow in Boise? She popped the delicacy into her mouth. She truly adored extravagant food. It was these extravagant parties she could do without. They were all about seeing and being seen, neither of which appealed to her. She'd spent her entire childhood in the limelight, which still left a sour taste in her mouth, or would have had the smoky, salty salmon not been so amazing. This party, like most she attended in Hollywood, was business, not pleasure. She came to these events because she had to, not because they were supposed to be fun. According to the superior Swiss timing on her wrist, if she included the time it took in line for the valet parking, she'd been here 47 minutes. Surely another 13 minutes and she could bid her hostess good night and be on her way. If she was lucky, she might even be able to escape before the grand entrance of Victoria Bordeaux, the honored guest of the evening, who was already almost an hour late. The 50s screen goddess would have it no other way. Are you staying? Nikki glanced at her companion. A gaudy crystal chandelier overhead caught her attention, and she wondered.